We were talking about the Fitbit, and I'm joining in on the lawsuit, even though I never bought one, because I feel bad for all the people that were lied to.
Absolutely.
It's a Tech Tuesday. Bridget Carey from CNET.com is on the line with us. She's the host of the CNET Update. Bridget, I am astounded that this Fitbit is off by, what was it, 20 beats a minute?
Yeah.
It's unacceptable.
You know, it's one of those things where it's not a professional device, and we've been seeing this in a lot of devices, all having different readings. You can wear five on your wrist from different brands, and you're going to keep getting different readings. So Fitbit gets the most attention because it is the most popular.
I have to be honest, not the car I have now, but two cars ago, I know how many miles it is from my house to work. And depending on the day, there'd be a difference of a mile and a half. And I know that you switch lanes when you're driving and stuff like that. But it would vary by as much as a mile and a half a day. Sometimes it'd be 13 and a half miles from my house to downtown. Sometimes it'd be 16 and a half miles. How can
still
that be?
Still need people.
Yeah.
You need a guy to ride a bike next to your car and
right.
give you the exact
right.
measurements.
It's the only way.
Don't rely on computers. Although, I'm pretty excited about this Twitter news that is going on. A lot of times I like to tweet pictures, and if anyone's listened to this show, they know I have a tough time editing myself. So it's hard to edit down to the 140 characters and put a picture, but there are some new announcements from Twitter.
Yeah, there are exceptions to the 140 character limit. Coming in the next couple of months, so we don't have an exact date, it's not today, Twitter is going to no longer count certain things toward your limit. If you want to put any media in there, whether it's a photo or a poll, these types of things will not count toward your character limit. And also, usernames. So when you reply to someone, sometimes you'll get in this big thread and you want to reply to five people at once and have them all see it. And then you have, like, I don't know, 10 characters left to say.
Right.
Now you can have everyone included and not be limited in what you want to say. It's the actual text itself that is the limit. So your message is, you know, doesn't have to be truncated just to fit more fun pictures and other thing and other links in, too.
This is great news for me, seriously, because when I tweet things, I tag our show, mm-hmm. Bill and Wendy's show, mm-hmm. and WGN Radio, and mm-hmm. whoever else it involves. And sometimes then I could just get like a message that said, wow, I ran out of characters. So this is good news, and it's up and coming, hasn't happened yet.
It
hasn't happened yet. But yeah, go ahead.
Why, and I don't understand anything about Twitter, but why is there a character limit? Why wouldn't it be an unlimited thing anyway? Is it using up space somewhere if you're using more characters? Is that what it is?
Twitter started as a text type of tool. So because text messages, remember back in the day when there were limits or it would cut you off and start a second text if you went too long?
Yeah.
You know, that's where the origin of all this comes from. I mean, Twitter kind of came out around 2007. That's when the iPhone was coming out, too. So mm-hmm. A lot's changed since then. And you know, hey, brevity is the soul of wit. So it's kind of fun to have something short, but now your wit has more breathing room. So
that's a good way of looking at it, Bridget. Thank you.
It's trying to, you know, at least the real core takeaway here is that Twitter has a big learning curve, and they're trying to make it simpler for people who are getting into it for the first time. And one other change I really like is when you want to put an at mention of someone's name in the very beginning, your followers won't see it unless you put other text in front of it. So they're getting rid of that ridiculous rule, which I'm all for.
Wait a minute. So you start your tweet with like at Bill Leff. It's
and only Bill and the people who follow you and Bill will see it.
Oh.
But if you put it within the middle of your text, then everyone can see it?
Right, and so some people put characters like a period before the name just to be able to start, you know.
I've just learned something.
Name.
That's, by the way, why I'm not on it, because I don't want to have to think about stuff like that. I don't want to have to worry about the order of things I'm mentioning.
Right. And if they make it simpler, then you don't have to.
Yeah, I hope so.
I just like getting my news there. I'm telling you, I go back to finding out that Michael Jackson died because I was looking through my Twitter feed.
Yeah.
Someone
would have told you eventually, though. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, but it's like I'm in the radio business. I like to find these things out immediately. Yeah,
this morning, you know, when we heard from Park Forest about the school district?
Twitter.
We go right to Twitter to see who's saying
what. The first source.
Instantaneous. Oh. It has changed the way news is talked about.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right.
I love it. You should be a part of it. But here's good news for Bill. This is really exciting. He refuses to take part in Twitter, but you can get a flip phone again.
What? Is that true?
It could be. So Motorola, I know, I'm afraid to say totally yes here because Motorola could just be teasing us all. The Razor phone.
I loved it. I had it. It was awesome. You felt so cool. You know how people could whip out a switch, or a switch knife, pocket knife. What was that? A
switchblade. Yeah.
I could just do that with my phone, and I felt really cool.
Very intimidating. Yep. Why are they coming back? How come?
Satisfying flip. Well, they put this video up on YouTube, being all nostalgic and saying what, you know, kind of like making you feel like, oh, isn't it cool when you had one of these? And then there's just a date on the screen at the very end that says June 9th. And that's the date of a tech event. So could that be the day that we see a new type of Razor? My viewpoint is it would be a terrible tease if they came out with a phone that didn't flip, because the whole point of teasing the original Razor is the fact that it had that satisfying flip and snap. And if you want to add a little Android to it, okay, maybe they'll do that. You know, maybe they'll, you know, just kind of soup up the camera a bit, and maybe you want it for a simple secondary phone just for, you know, taking photos on the go. But
it protects the screen, too. I never had a broken screen on my flip phone. Granted, the screen was way smaller.
Sure, of course.
But, you know, it's protected.
You know, now with voice commands, we're getting to the point where you don't need to have a big screen to type as much as you used to if you don't care about using a lot of apps. So you could just, you know, dictate everything. I think we're kind of heading that direction where maybe the huge screen isn't necessary except for entertainment and watching videos.
I like that we're going backwards instead of forwards, Bridget. This is comforting to me.
You know, flip phones are really huge in Japan, and people kind of look for them sometimes as a secondary simple phone when going out, and also for privacy, because they don't want to screw things up with having too many apps, and everyone's talking about getting hacked all the time. You want something simple? Maybe, you know, this could be for a couple people, but I think for the most part, people still want their large touchscreen smartphones, but hey.
But, you know, like women change purses when they go to a wedding or something. They put they do a smaller bag.
Yeah, right.
You could do this, you know, this could be your second phone if you're going out for the night, you can just put it in your pocket.
Yep.
Or your evening bag.
Just switch out your SIM card. Pop it in one, pop it in the other. There you go.
Will they be available with rotary dials? I want one with a rotary dial. And a separate earpiece on a long cord.
They make the long corded earpiece
because
the kids were looking at it because it's retro. So kids were getting that to plug into their iPhone, and they use like the old handset with the curly Q cord.
Yeah.
What the heck? We've lived through it. We don't want that. To them, it's a novelty.
Sure.
All right, you mentioned June 9th is a very big tech day, and Apple's coming out with a new MacBook, and I believe a new MacBook Pro, or no? I'm just waiting for the reduced price on the older stuff.
Well, Apple's big announcement's a few days later, June 13th.
Okay.
And I wouldn't hold your breath for a new MacBook yet, but there is a rumor out today, well, a report from an analyst, a trusted analyst who's gotten it right in the past, and who says the next MacBook Pro laptop is going to look a whole lot different than any other MacBook you've seen, because those little function keys on the top row could be replaced by a very small touchscreen, an OLED, you know, touchscreen where, like, maybe it'll light up with different commands based on what you're doing. And it would also, this laptop would have a fingerprint scanner, just like your iPhone does. And so not just for security for unlocking it, but you can imagine that would be incorporated into online shopping to, you know, validate your ID instead of having to get your credit card out all the time.
We're all going to be hacked and lose all of our money. That's what's happening.
It's Wendy's prediction, Bridget.
I think the fingerprint scanning is actually proving itself to be a lot more secure than other methods, you know, but I wouldn't put it past anything. Everything's hackable, right?
Oh, sure. And Bridget, we have to announce this. This is going to be your last appearance with us for a while. You mentioned on the show about a month or so ago that you're having a baby, and we couldn't be more thrilled for you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'll be going on maternity leave starting next week, so I will have to fill you in when I get back. And, oh, yeah.
Get used to that, Bridget.
You're going to hear that for the next 18 years.
There's an app for this now. It changes diapers.
See, everyone's so sweet to you when you're at this stage I'm at, and then they don't tell you about that. I'm glad you're keeping it real for me.
Have you thought of a whole bunch of high-tech names, like Siri if it's a girl or Macintosh if it's a boy? Are you going to go that route?
Yeah, sure. All right, that was a great name.
Listen, enjoy it, and have a safe delivery, and we will talk to you on the flip side of the baby. Congratulations, Bridget.
All right, thanks. I'll keep you updated on the internet.
Please do.
Awesome.
Thanks, Bridget.
You can find her at CNET.com. She is the host of the CNET Update, although taking a little maternity leave, and she'll be back in action.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN.